mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, the 28th day of June 2005. I want to thank everybody that came out to the sixth and final showing of Martial Law. Overflow crowd, like the other previous five showings. And again, it was great seeing you. Thanks for coming out. I had three guests on yesterday, so I didn't get to a lot of the other really important news, like all the Supreme Court rulings that came down yesterday. I didn't even really get into that yesterday. I mentioned it, but I didn't detail it. So I do want to spend some time on that. Also, new developments with the ruling of last Thursday considering land grabbing and no more private property in this country. And people thought they weren't going to try it all over the nation with this new ruling emboldening them. You were gravely mistaken. So I've got instances all over the country of this going on. One, right here in Texas. And for those that don't think the border is literally a Sodom and Gomorrah terrorist, criminal-laden cesspit, look at the news today with all these hostages. And on the South Texas border, literally towns, large cities are shutting down. People are moving out. They're leaving. Even the illegal aliens, in many cases, are going back to Mexico. Citizens and illegals are running north. And the U.S. government trained these people. It's all a government operation to wrest control of rival cartels. Very serious headline. Mexican forces rescue dozens apparently held by kidnappers. Nice photos that tell 1,000 words today. Bush Sr. out with his Bush 41 jacket on next to William Jefferson Clinton, Presidente number 42. Out on their fishing boat. Oh, they're such good friends. We have that photo on Infowars.com, a little caption I wrote that says, it's just like a play or professional wrestling. Clinton and I were never enemies. We met secretly 11 times before the 92 election. Bill has been working for us since before our operation at MENA. Snow says oil prices hurting economy on CNBC. Wow, finally a Freudian slip and the truth. I want to commend WorldNet Daily. They are finally picking up on the story we put out last Friday about how the people in New London, Connecticut were being abused and harassed to give over their property. Not just having it stolen, but how they were harassed. Joseph Farah has now picked up on that. One of the few people in the so-called alternative media that picked up on our report. I mean, it's so important that people know the true magnitude of this story. But getting back to the border, two articles out of the Globe and Mail. Ottawa unveils new security plan. Closer partnership with U.S.-Mexico, a risk to sovereignty, NDP leader says. Really? A risk to sovereignty? In another article, North American security plan unveiled. Open end of the border, just world government, in your face. The New York Times now having to admit, okay, the vaccines are causing autism. They even say, we failed to convince you it wasn't true, so since it's now proven, we have to admit it. I mean, they basically say that in the article. It's incredible. And Diana feared being assassinated, says bodyguard. Now it's not just her own memoirs, her own diary, but she told her bodyguard they're going to kill me. Just weeks before they did kill her. And she predicted specifically how they would kill her. Charles says he'll kill me in a fake auto accident. That'd be like if I said Billy Bob says he's going to kill me next week, and I gave the specific way he'd do it, and then I died that way, and all the evidence shows I was killed, but the police said, no, no, it's not that. It's not. Folks, there is so much news coming up. Huge broadcast. Lined up for you today and wide open phones at 1-800-259-9231. We're taking a lot of calls.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome again. It is Tuesday, the 28th day of June 2005. The next 2 hours and 51 minutes, we're going to be taking your phone calls covering a mass of vital news and information. The toll-free number to get involved on air is 1-800-259-9231. Another one of those days just filled with important news and your calls. We'll be going to your calls here in just a few minutes at 800-259-9231. The website's freshly updated for you multiple times daily. rinfowars.com, prisonplanet.com, infowars.net, and prisonplanet.tv. A lot of the same news on all four of those sites, but a lot of different news on each site as well. Video, audio clips, original articles and analysis that we've written and put together, alternative media, mainstream media, legislation, photos, documents, your emails, it's all up there on the sites daily. The biggest serving of truth you're going to find anywhere. All right, I mentioned some of the news in the first segment, but we've been talking a lot about the Supreme Court ruling of last Thursday where they said, look, even if it isn't for a bridge or a highway or a hospital, if some private corporation, some realtor, or some builder comes along and wants your neighborhood, middle-class neighborhood or wealthy neighborhood and wants to build something there, wants your business that you've owned, doesn't matter if you've owned it and it's been in the family for 100 years, we will take it. And the news blackout is that they will condemn your property out of hand so they don't have to pay you, say, if the house is worth $215,000 on the tax rolls. You've been paying taxes for that, property taxes, your yearly rent, or you lose that land. They will then condemn it so they don't have to pay you even that value, and they can pay you $60,000 for a $215,000 piece of property, or roughly one quarter. And we talked to the locals, we interviewed some on the air, and it has been a total blackout. Finally, WorldNet Daily, and we challenged WorldNet Daily, finally they've got a small blurb about it, about how Joseph Farah is going to talk about the harassment that they've been through on his radio show. Where's the big article? But at least they're doing something. Imagine how mad people would be if they knew, hey, they're not just going to take your property, they're not going to pay you what it's worth. And then if you fight them, they're going to charge you back rent on land you own outright. Oh, well, you fought us for 5 years over this, and now you've lost, and so we're going to charge you back rent. But this is out of the Houston Chronicle, and literally there's a whole bunch of articles on this from Ohio and Florida and Texas and California and New York. Just literally, we have posted dozens of articles where cities within a day said, okay, that's it, we're taking this property. And here's an example out of the Houston Chronicle. Freeport moves to seize three properties. And notice how it's a positive article. You read the article and it's like, oh, it's good, this is wonderful. See, people say, why do you use mainstream media? Well, in most of these articles, they tell you the truth. I mean, they're going to seize a bunch of businesses that are owned outright because some developer wants them. And then they put the spin on it of how great it is. Well, we take the article and we go, no, that isn't great. See, Freeport moves to seize three properties. And again, to show how out of step the establishment media is trying to sell us their fraud, it's not going to work, though. Lou Dobbs had a poll, and 99% of respondents are against what's happening. But you read the news articles, you watch TV, it's, oh, this is good, oh, it's no big deal. See, this is an elite trying to manipulate us. It's not working. Freeport moves to seize three properties. Court's decision empowers the city to acquire the site for the new marina. And I was just in Freeport 3 weeks ago, my uncle, right down by Galveston, my uncle had rented a beach house. We were down there visiting him. With Thursday's Supreme Court decision, Freeport officials, they're officials, see, they're authorities. They're not servants, they're officials. Freeport, see how semantically all this means something. Freeport officials, i.e. bosses, king rats, dictators. Freeport officials instructed attorneys to begin preparing legal documents to seize three pieces of waterfront property along the old Brazos River from two seafood companies for construction of an $8 million private boat marina. So they're going to take somebody's land. It's not even for public use. You can't go to that fancy marina, you know, with the $1,000 a month slot. The court in a 5-4 decision ruled that cities may bulldoze people's homes or businesses to make way for shopping malls or other private development, like luxury homes or marinas. The decision gives local governments broad power. It does not give them broad power. It does not give them broad power. Again, the Supreme Court can say that black people aren't human beings again, and it doesn't mean it's true. The decision gives local governments broad power to seize private property to generate tax revenue. This is the last little piece of the puzzle to put the project together. Freeport Mayor Jim Phelps said of the project, designed to inject new life into the Brazos County City's depressed downtown area. And it goes on then for three pages to talk about how wonderful it is and how this is going to help Freeport. So understand, this is the government in collusion with private corporations It's about what the government wants and what's good for the government. And, oh, well, this developer has given us campaign contributions, and so we're going to take these big seafood docks where they bring in the seafood that employs the shrimp boats and employs the processors and employs the packers and employs and the trucks that come in and the seafood that supplies Texas. This is one of the major ports where the seafood comes in. I've been there. These gigantic docks where they bring the food in. Oh, no, we're not going to build the marina down the coast a little. By the way, the reason the Texas coast is so good for industry is that 90%+ of the coastline has a big island out in front of it. That is a chain with just little openings in it. So there's bays behind this long string of islands, so it's perfect for ports and marinas. There's places everywhere to build these. There's no reason. There's marinas all the way down the Texas coast, and there's literally thousands of places to build marinas. There's bays everywhere. It's not like it's some precious anchorage. They just want it because it's right there at the mouth, and it's disgusting. And I guarantee you, folks, it's the same in every case. They're not going to pay the people fair market value because the very city, Freeport, Texas, that is going to be stealing this land, they're the people that are going to decide how much to pay. In fact, in almost every case we see of this, it's been going on for a long time. Now they've just got the Supreme Court emboldening them. And it just goes on to say how wonderful this all is. So that's that, ladies and gentlemen. Mexican forces rescue dozens apparently held by kidnappers. Hundreds of federal agents sent to bring order to the crime-plagued Mexican border city of Nuevo Laredo. It's very nice being on the Texas border. Rescued 43 people who appeared to have been kidnapped and held in two houses in a poor neighborhood of the city, the Mexican authorities said Monday. The rescuers of 37 men, 6 children, were made Sunday night, they said, when at least 200 federal police officers and soldiers conducted raids on 3 houses in the notorious neighborhood of government-financed housing. They were met with grenade and automatic fire, but at least 3 men identified as kidnappers who were taken into custody. And I've got local Fox News pieces from the Texas border. I've got them from Arizona. I mean, hundreds of deaths this year so far. Just, what is it, about 10 police and federal agents killed? No tourism. I mean, it's dead. No one will go down there. Notice the government, though, has an issue to travel advisory. They just stay real quiet about it, but the word is in. The word is in. And this is more of the glories, the whooping cough, the 7,000 leprosy cases, the incredible drug dealing. And now it's taking over a bunch of South Texas towns, and the Mexican flag flies. The American flag is not allowed in America. In 5 major towns, English is not allowed to be spoken in court. Folks, this has been the San Antonio Express News. And you don't hear can you imagine if a bunch of Germans took over a town and said you can't speak English or Spanish in court? It'd be, how dare them, you know, keel haul them, hang them high, tar and feather them, or, you know, some Czechs had a town where you couldn't speak English. But no, it's okay because the government wants this. I've got major reports admitting the Canadians are freaking out over losing their sovereignty, being merged with the U.S. and Mexico. At least they know about it. The average American has no idea. But don't worry, the Democrats will save you. That's why Bill Clinton's vacationing with George Bush Sr. right now. And Snow, the Treasury Secretary, says oil prices hurting economy, CNBC. So I guess the blizzard broke with the snow job he's been giving us. And folks, just so much more. But we'll take calls first when we get back in this break and then just get into all the other news. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com, freshly updated for you multiple times daily, just jam-packed with news and information. more federally funded microphones going in around the country to listen to you. We'll tell you about that as well.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have all of today's news, and it is voluminous and all very important. And I have a lot of news I didn't get to yesterday. A bunch of different Supreme Court rulings on computer file sharing, on the Ten Commandments. And yes, we have Wright Gore, owner of Western Seafood, one of the two seafood companies and docks that are going to be stolen by the city of Freeport. He'll be joining us for about 15, 20 minutes coming up in the next hour to talk about this land grabbing that's going on around the country thanks to the Supreme Court ruling. But right now, let's go to the calls. Fred in Philadelphia. Go ahead, Fred.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I want to bring up something. I will get back to the Justice Department and these indefinite detainment, but I want to bring up something quickly about Donaldson at the SEC. He was eased out, in my opinion, at the SEC for the main reason that he wanted to reveal the names of the advisors of the hedge funds and the super rich and probably intelligence community couldn't stand that proposal.
But he wanted, yeah, for those that don't know, what, about a week or two ago, he resigned, I believe.
Yeah.
So why don't you give people the details? Most people don't know who you're talking about.
All right. I don't really remember the gentleman's first name right now, but his name is Donaldson, head of the SEC, and he had a bunch of proposals to make transparency a part of hedge funds. And the big part of that was to reveal the name of a hedge fund's advisor. And the hedge funds have tremendous power in the market, just like the specialists do. And their advisor has tremendous power over the hedge fund. And he may even have more power.
Well, sir, the government's run by a pack of criminals.
Yeah.
Everything's totally corrupt. I mean, everybody knows that.
And on the Justice Department issue about at least 70 Americans have been imprisoned indefinitely using this indefinite power.
Without charges, without their names being released secretly, and that this is totally opposed to our way of life or our country's foundation. It's like everything else.
And it's not just people that have a tie to this or a tie to that or of a certain ethnic group. You're talking about, and I know, for example, there's a guy in Atlanta named John that was in prison for 5.5 months. American citizen, white American, and he was in prison for 5.5 months and would have been held indefinitely. And they told him they were going to make an example of him under the Homeland Security law. So you have a material witness statute, but you also have this Homeland Security law, and you have the Patriot Act.
No, I know. Thanks for the call, right, Fred. What they're doing is they're setting precedents everywhere. While they tell you nationally, hey, it's just for the Muslims, and again, folks, it's wrong what's happening to the Muslims. But when Fred talks about, you know, white guys being grabbed, the point is this is really for everybody. Who's up next in order here? Maggie in Texas. Go ahead, Maggie.
Hi, Alex. You mentioned briefly last Saturday's New York Times front page article pertaining to thimerosal.
They're like, we've tried to convince people it's good for you, but it just won't work, so yes, it's bad.
That isn't what I got out of it. I mean, to me, the spin was that they tried very hard to demonize those who don't accept the official version of things. In any event, I happen to know that that article was written a long time ago and has apparently been on ice for 8 months, 6 or 8 months, awaiting proper placement, if we are talking about the same article last Saturday's.
I believe we are.
Yes, okay.
Look, I mean, just for those that don't know, they're still putting it in most vaccines, and in the vaccines they kept the thimerosal in, mercury-based preservative, they have actually increased the levels over 200 times, 250 times. That's Associated Press, in the flu shots, in some of the hepatitis shots, and others. And we have the CDC's own documents from 2000 that were first reported on by alternative news media in 2000. Dan Burton ordered the documents released. ABC News did a report last year admitting it had their own minutes where they were going, I wouldn't give my grandchildren this. Billions have been damaged. We've got to cover this up. And so now Salon picked it up, and so now the New York Times is doing damage control. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. You're now touching on what I wanted to bring up. I believe.
Well, stay there. I'll let you comment on the other side of the break, Maggie. And then the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We'll be right back with your calls and just a ton of other really important news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I want to get into what's happening to the border. It is public. Our governments are signing the documents. It's been in the works for 20 years. Our governments, our Social Security, our law enforcement, our laws are being merged with Canada and Mexico. The Canadians are freaking out. The average American is celebrating the Spurs victory, you know, for a week and literally drooling while their children are smoking marijuana and snorting cocaine. While prisons are being built everywhere, while private property is being taken, while the government is genetically engineering the food, while mercury is being put in the vaccines, while laws are being passed to forcibly psychologically test and drug our children. They're radically expanding the size of the CPS to steal your children. They're putting microphones and cameras up everywhere. They are openly setting up world government. They're preparing to launch more terror attacks to really bring in the police state. And you got a mass of people that are waking up and another mass of individuals who are just getting stupider and dumber by the minute. And then meanwhile, the Patriot movement, the truth-seeking movement, while it's growing by leaps and bounds, has been thoroughly infiltrated and full of troublemakers and full of provocateurs and COINTELPRO operatives trying to sow the seeds of dissension and mistrust. But the good news is the globalists are falling apart and having defeat after defeat. Now that their system is coming into view, now that their program is manifesting itself, the resistance is just exploding. And their system is imploding. So, the good, the bad, and the ugly, we cover it all here. We're eternal optimists, but at the same time, to assess a problem, you need as much data as possible from as many angles as possible, and you need to be able to face the probabilities of what we're going to be looking at here in the next few years. And it is not pretty. All the evidence points towards a controlled biological release by the military-industrial complex to create total panic, and then the ensuing martial law sold as the solution, and then we will never emerge from the heightened security and safety, as they'll call it, i.e. military dictatorship. And I've got the executive orders, I've got the top generals, I've got the RAND Corporation talking about it, I've got the Army and Naval War College talking about it, I've got video of the troops training to do it all over the country, north, south, east, west, from California to Maryland, from Texas to Illinois. They've been gearing up for it for a long time. And Bush, on April 1st, signed the executive order for forced quarantines and mass arrest. And again, that'll just be the smokescreen for the putsch or the purge by this junta. But let's hurry through your calls. I want to give everybody a chance to talk. You know, I got some news I want to cover. And we got one of the owners down in Freeport, Texas, one of these big seafood docks that the city wants to steal, as usual, and not pay them proper value. And all part of your new freedom. But Maggie in Texas, you were bringing up autism.
Yeah. I wanted to add that in connection with the Salon investigation that you mentioned, an excellent article by Robert Kennedy Jr. appeared in the July 16th edition of Rolling Stone magazine. Do you have a link to that article? Because it is really very good.
Yeah, I believe okay. We posted it last week.
Oh, okay. I didn't even see that. All right. Then I have nothing further to add except that some scheduled interviews on ABC News with Kennedy were canceled. And he never got to speak.
Oh, yeah. You can't let the people know what's happening.
Okay.
Good to hear from you, Maggie. And let me just briefly comment on this. Now, here are the numbers. And this really is a public service announcement. This is not my opinion. This is not what I think and what I believe. It's what I know. No heavy metal is more reactive in brain tissue of humans and in mammals than mercury. Not uranium. Not plutonium, not lead, not arsenic. Nothing is more destructive in the brain than the heavy metal or the whole, Grignard reagent category, according to major universities, than mercury. In fact, mercury, they've known mercury's poisonous so long that arguably there is more research and data on mercury than any other compound or element metal out there. Bar none. There's no debating it. You put mercury in minuscule levels into a petri dish with brain tissue, it literally causes them to short circuit and explode. Because the brain is electrochemical. It is horrible. Now, there are studies on mercury in vaccines from the 1950s. They told them don't do it. But what happened when the big vaccine makers heard it was really bad for brains, especially developing brains? They put it in all the vaccines. Then 20-something years ago, they created the Vaccine Damage Fund, a multi-billion dollar fund where the government, you don't go to a normal court. They set up their special courts, no juries, and you go to them, and the federal government decides what you get. And it's normally a very paltry amount of money. There are, I mean, I've probably interviewed 40 people over the last 10 years on air, more than that. I mean, it just so many guests. I mean, I did, for a couple of years, I was obsessed with this, back in the late 1990s. A lot of you probably heard those shows. Where I'd have epidemiologists and scientists and brain, you know, experts and you know, neuro experts. All of these people on. And they know what vaccines do. They know the effect it has. I mean, the 18-month-old baby is happy, giggling, wonderful. Goes in to get their third round of shots at 18 months. And in the car has a seizure. Goes into a coma. They take the child back to the hospital. Sometimes they have a seizure in the waiting room and they try to, you shook the baby. Shaken baby. These people are so sick. The government writes the guidelines. They want to seize families. They want to break families up. They also have to cover up what they've done. So they came out with shaken baby. Why you're shaking? And this sudden fetal, you know, death syndrome. Now, it's even worse for premature babies and babies whose immune systems have problems. You know, you have a newborn baby who weighs 4 pounds, premature, and they come in and inject them. Oh, your baby's in more danger. When you get this little bitty 4-pound creature, you know, with an 8-pound baby, the first round of shots is already 200-plus times the safe level of mercury. You take a 4-pounder, we're looking at, what, 500 times? 500 times! And by the way, if you ingest mercury bound with organic compounds, you only get some of the bad effects. We're designed to be able to eat mercury in the environment bound to things. But when it's pure mercury in a chemical injected into the blood, it just devastates. Because the body sees blood as nutritious. And so it doesn't have a wall. It doesn't have a shield. The stomach does. And so it just absorbs it as nourishment. And folks, you know, when I say this, people have trouble believing it, but this is the plan. It's just like Aldous Huxley. He wrote Brave New World in 1933, and before he died in 62 at Berkeley, he said, look, my family's been involved in the elite circles. You know, his brother was the head of UNESCO, first director general of UNESCO, the UN group that manages and sets policy for our lives. And he said, look, I've been to the laboratories in 1960 where they have wires into people's brains. They're remote controlled. The plan is to force drug everyone and to literally do what I talked about in Brave New World that I wrote in 33. Because I was in high-level Fabian socialist meetings, this is what he was saying, where this was the discussions, even with the primitive technologies. Well, couldn't we X-ray the eggs? Couldn't we make a literal kind of retarded servant class? And of course, H.G. Wells, who was a globalist, who liked it, you know, he wrote nonfiction books, one of them, The New World Order. And then he had the analogy of it, of the parallel, you know, in his book, The Time Machine, you know, with the Morlocks who keep us as the slaves and feed on us, and they're a more advanced species of humanoid. It's social Darwinism, okay? And so you are meant to have an IQ reduction. They know that it attacks the cerebral cortex, creates micro lesions, and literally reduces IQ. When you research the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, there's reports on this. They're obsessed with organic food. They're obsessed with no vaccines. They're obsessed with filtered and reverse osmosis water. Because they know, folks. They know. It's well known that Senator Rockefeller, you know, eats only organic food and drinks all this purified water and won't take vaccines and won't let his family take them. The senator from West Virginia. It's well known. Well known, the Queen of England. But you notice they're all on the boards of groups that have the vaccines for the third world, and then they're also on boards of groups that call for population control. Let me see. They're calling for population control and reducing population. At the same time, though, oh, they're giving money so that the third world doesn't die. so they get their medicine. Be sure and take your medicine, sweetie pie. Now, I said we go to your calls, but this is important. And you brought it up, Maggie. We'll go to Michael and Dave and Pam and others in a second. But if you won't believe me, if you won't believe all the documents, if you won't believe the facts, the CDC's own documents, Dan Burton, his own grandson was 2 years old, happy, bouncing on his knee. Next time he saw him, drooling in the corner, you know, looking at his hands, gyrating, nodding his head, doing the, you know, the classic thing. He's now like, what, 12 years old. Burton may be a globalist. Burton may be an... But still, I mean, when it's your grandson and it comes home to roost with you, you know it's a fraud. Idiot savant's autism was unknown. It was the unknown country. It was incredibly rare. 24 years ago, 1 in 25,000 people had autism. A year ago, the numbers were 1 in 1,000. And the numbers are trending for 2005 that it's going to be 1 in 476. And the media tries to say, oh, that's just overdiagnosis, or we're diagnosing. Folks, go to the shopping mall. Go to the grocery store. When I was a kid, you didn't see autistic children. Now they're everywhere. They warehouse them in the public schools. In most public schools, they have whole rooms just for them. It's much worse than that. Good parents, good genetic stock, no history of problems. Suddenly, their child is a drooling mess. And I know you love your autistic children. I'm not bashing them. The point is that we need people to save the children that haven't been damaged. We need to tell parents what they can do. Your baby starts, suddenly won't look at you, suddenly is just looking at its fingers. Detox immediately. Emergency, emergency. That stuff's burning through their brain. You can get some of it out of them. But you've only got a few months. Gosh, I have to watch them doing this to us. They're so cold-blooded and you're so naive. But the proof is now out. The CDC's own documents got released. Centers for Disease Control, last year, from 2000, in a meeting of their top directors and their top scientists, and they go, the evidence, I can read the quotes, I've been reading them for years, it's in Salon, everywhere now. If you want to read the report itself, forget just reading the few blurbs in the articles. I read like 50 pages of it. I've never read it all, it gets worse and worse. Where the head scientist goes, look, I'm telling my daughter, don't give this to my grandchildren. This stuff's deadly. We got millions that have been damaged. Well, we got to cover this up. And that's just scientists within the CDC. Despite the fact that they're Malthusian and they're social Darwinists, they still aren't that evil. But their bosses above them are telling them cover it up. And so they're not going to stop. By the way, they haven't taken it out of most of the vaccines. They've actually increased it. Oh, yes, but you'll hear them say they've taken it out. That's a lie. That's a lie. We have those articles posted. So, they knowingly know what they're doing, and they got the New York Times going, well, the parents just won't listen. People just want to believe what they want to believe. Why do you see Kennedy Jr. doing this? Why do you see Dan Burton doing this? Why do you see... all these prominent people going, yes, it is bad. Yes, it is. Yes, slavery's wrong. Yes, the world is round. Yes, women deserve the right to vote. You know, it's just finally, no matter, you can say, yes, black people are human beings. You can say it isn't so, but it is so. It's because people's children are being damaged. It's a handful, a couple hundred globalists that have a couple thousand top minions who know the full plan. And then there's 6.5... That was the poll, the census in 2000. It's probably over 7 billion people now, but let's just say 6.5 billion. It was 6,300,000,000 5 years ago, so it's probably 7 billion. I just go to the mean point and say 6.5 billion, but again, you know, it's time, but we are enslaved... Because we're naive and we will not see it. We will not face it. And it's time to grow up. Our children deserve it. It's time to face the facts. We're dealing with people that knowingly put sodium fluoride in the water that does the exact same type of stuff that these other chemicals do, these other compounds. I mean, I got the studies from the University of Texas in the 30s about how it is a toxic sedative, sodium fluoride. There's no debating. It's been known. That's why they put it in the water. They know sodium fluoride's bad. They know mercury's bad. But instead, I got newscasts, which we've aired before, went out nationally, all over the country, where they say mercury is actually good for your child's brain. Folks, mercury isn't good for your child's brain. You know, we've had listeners that have been called hippies by their family because they only buy grass-fed beef. We're weird because we believe cows should eat grass. I mean, really, folks, we're radical. Cows should eat grass. Mercury's not good for you. Cameras and microphones going up everywhere isn't freedom either. All right, it's really that simple. It's time to grow up and face it. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
I know there's a lot of police out there listening. I don't want them to know I care about you. Even though you carry out unlawful orders and you work for a criminal system. But I want to ask cops out there, would you let somebody come over, some heavyweight boxer, and punch your three-year-old in the head three or four times and brain damage him? No, you'd pull a gun out and you'd kill him. But you'll sit there like a coward because you're so afraid of this system, because you're so bought into it. and just deny out of hand what I'm saying about vaccines and mercury, and you'll let them shoot your daughter or son up. Shame on you. Shame on you. You're not a man, you're a coward. You're not a mother, you're not a woman, you're a coward. You're a piece of filth. And that goes for the yuppies out there that think they're on top of the world and nothing threatens them, and as long as they deny something and have a laissez-faire attitude, it gives them control over it. It doesn't give you control over a problem to deny it's there. And I, for one, am sick of it. Mercury's nutritious. In fact, people don't believe me about that. Find that clip from local CBS, and by the way, this report was on all over the country. They send down these canned reports for the local news readers to read off of. When this report came out, I did a Google search, and it was literally just hundreds and hundreds of links of TV, CBS stations around the country ran this same filthy report. Can you find it? Can you find Mercury's nutritious for me? I know I didn't give you a heads up during the break. There's like 300 files on the computer, but it's something like mercury's good for you. Well, we'll find that clip and play it later if we can't. Oh, you found it? Go ahead and play it. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Sheena Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Well, now notice the semantical deception, though. The government paid for those studies, and they decided what good mental activity is. And so, for them, an IQ reduction on average of 20 points is wonderful. So, I mean, you know, the people that think this is great, I mean, I guess, you know, you should just ask them to give your child a lobotomy then. I mean, you know, that, I'm looking for the report that lobotomies are good for children. Look, I know we have loaded phone lines here, and I should I go to a lot of calls, and I haven't done that, but, you know, I get off on this jag about vaccines. I mean, it's just, right now, all over the place, they're injecting children. And every year before school, they say, it's the law, you got to vaccinate. There is no law. There has never been a law. They actually lie on the news to intimidate you to do it. And I'm just so sick of it. It's a bunch of propaganda. You should be angry when you see the news reporting in the next month, before your child goes to school, by law, they've got to have these shots. Steam should literally shoot out of your ears. We had to get a law passed in Texas 2 years ago in the last legislative session that there is no law that you have to be vaccinated and that it's illegal to tell people it's a law. Did you know we had to get a law passed saying it's illegal to say there's a law when there isn't a law? Rick Perry did sign that, by the way. I do commend him when he does something good. So, I mean, I don't know what to do. You got newscasts all over the country that in unison lie to you and say you've got to take shots? See, I got so out of control, I didn't even plug my videos this hour. Hope you'll go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com and get the videos and expose these murdering pieces of trash. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll jam a couple calls in this next segment. Then we'll get our guest on who's going to lose his property. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Berkey Water.